Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Northeast Men's Clinic is New England's leader in men's sexual medicine, treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. There is hope for ED. Northeast Men's Clinic, 617-793-5000. NortheastMen'sClinic.com.
This is WEEI.
Your unused prescription drugs could end up in the wrong hands. Take them back at DEA's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. Saturday, April 27th from 10 till 2. Visit DEATakeback.com.
Drive home with Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier. Weekdays 2 to 6. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com sports station.
This hour of Dale and Keefe brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
This is the Dale and Keefe Show.
Bergeron punctuates it with a 5-1 victory. The Bruins make the Stanley Cup road go over the spoked bee.
Boy, and this place is jumping jack.
Dale Arnold.
When I co-host the Dale and Keefe Show on WEEI, the Tuca detractors will have nothing to say to me, will they?
Rich Keefe.
Looking for the umpires. Where are they? They're not out here yet.
Dale and Keefe.
The long piece that you always want.
Don't think I would have gone with the long piece.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. It is Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Wigsy. He's Wigsy when we're talking
it's hockey season.
It's hockey, that's right.
Hockey season, boys.
When we're talking hockey, we bring Wigsy in.
That's right.
It's absolutely right. And as I said on the post-game show last night on Nesson, people who were calling the Dale and Keefe show today on WEEI, we probably weren't going to hear from a lot of Tuca detractors,
and I don't think
we have.
And so what's going to happen is the Tuca detractors, they're still out there, Dale.
Yes, they're just waiting for him to give up a bad goal.
They're just quiet. Or 2 years from now, when they say, hey, has he ever been good and when they needed him? And they're like, yeah, but remember 2019 against Toronto? And they'll say, So he's got to win.
They're camping right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're doing.
They're just waiting for it. Yeah, they're laying in the weeds.
Like when I play my Call of Duty Black Ops, I like to camp in a specific area. And
you just hide out?
Yeah, yeah, I'm not.
So you have patience. I can't do that. Yes. I just run in the middle.
Yeah, that's why you get shot. So they're waiting right now for Tuca to have a...
Very quiet right now.
Yes, a bad game, couple bad games, and then boom, they'll be
10 o'clock tomorrow morning when I co-host the Dale and Keefe show on WEEI. The Tuca detractors will have nothing to say to me, will they?
They don't.
Because he was terrific here tonight.
So he was the best player in Game 7. Who do you guys think was the best player in the series?
Brandon Carlo.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Carlo was fantastic.
Marchand was pretty good, though.
It was good.
Marchand had his moments, for sure. Marchand was good. I feel like the scoring was very
balanced.
Marchand
led the team in scoring in the series. He had 4 goals and 5 assists for 9 points in 7 games.
Yeah, hard to top that, and then he was a +4 on top of it. Yeah. He's just so important to the team. It seemed like
he was involved in everything, you know, and that's why I look at it. In every game, it kind of felt like he was involved in some way. And that's what you expect in the playoffs from your big play performance.
Now, Brandon Carlo did not have a single point in the series.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
And yet, he was he was a beast.
But he did. He was great. And I think it's a good sign for the Bruins that they really didn't get much from Pastrnak. They got next to nothing from Jake DeBrusk. They had some other guys that kind of struggled, and yet they were still able to beat Toronto. So going into Columbus, I wouldn't expect those guys to go on a 10-15 game or a 14 game slump. Like I would think they would maybe turn things around.
I guess it depends on what line Pasta's on.
Oh my God, it does not. It does. He needs to be on the Krejci line. Needs to be.
But he didn't do nothing
on
that
last
line.
Last night. No, I know. But he didn't do nothing on the other line either.
Wiggy, I don't think.
When did they put him on that line?
If he didn't do much last night, and I'll give you, he didn't. It had nothing to do with his line mates.
No, was it game
It had everything
four?
To do with how he was
when
playing.
When did they put him on that? When I did think they it was switch game on? Was it game four or three?
I think it was No, because I wanted it to happen in game three. They lost game three, and then I think he finally made the move in game four. And now he still does the power play with Marshawn and Bergeron and all that
he's
stuff.
He's on that first unit. So six, seven, that's four games by you moving him to.
So they're 3-1 since they moved
They
him.
Won three of the four games.
But it hasn't been because of him.
And five of his 6 points came in those games.
It hasn't been because
of
him.
Come on. You can't argue with that.
I'm telling you.
It's not supposed to be because of him, though, Wiggy.
No, I'm not saying because of
him. You played on a team that was the ultimate, don't care about individuals, care about the team.
You guys came out as a team in the Super Bowl. Nobody does that.
But you need players that will mentally can understand what their roles are, right?
What are you saying right now?
So what I'm saying is when you're best player, right, it would be like, all right, all of a sudden, you know what? We're going to move Tom Brady because...
No, it's not like that at all.
No, it's not like changing your quarterback.
All right,
he's on the second line. All right, he's playing just as much ice time. He's still on the number one power play.
So change.
They shake up lines more than you think.
Change the defensive back, right? Move Ty Law into the slot because he's not doing as well on the outside. When you start moving guys around, it plays a mental game.
It's not the same thing here. We're talking two different sports.
So, Wiggy, they moved up
the Patriots team. Wait a second, now you're bringing the team up and you're saying all we're talking about,
Wiggy, is that a team doesn't care about individual stats. They care about wins and losses.
Right, I understand that, but
that's the only point I was making about the Patriots. I wasn't comparing slot cornerback as opposed to, you know, outside.
The game that they moved him off the top line, he scored two goals, right?
But what I'm saying, but those, like you said, one of those games came to...
But my point is, you're talking about he's mentally fragile and he can't handle moving. Well, he was able to put up some points once they moved him, and the team was very successful.
He put up points with Marshawn basically being on that line, and then the other points he scored, that other goal it came off him being on the power play.
I think the whole team, though, is better and they're harder to defend because Danton Heinen.
That's the key.
Yeah, you jump him up on the top line. Who do you play against?
Now you got, when you got what all you three guys on one line, okay, our best defensive forward, our best defense pair, that's the guys. You go take those three out and we'll take our chances. Man, you got to make decisions now.
I think
Babcock made a lot of bad decisions.
I think now you put Torts' ass in the jackpot. I'm telling you,
I guaranteed it. You already heard it. Pasta will be on that first line.
Yeah, we've heard it. We already heard it. We didn't agree with it, but we heard it. No,
you don't have to agree with it, though.
But there was so much on the line last night. It was really season's a failure, or you're the favorite to win the cup. They are the Vegas favorite right now to win the whole thing.
You know, all last night did was put more pressure on them. When you think about it,
I don't think pressure bothers these guys.
No, I'm not saying it bothers them, Dale. But I'm saying there's more pressure on them now than
if they played Tampa. If they played Tampa, it was like, too bad that the way the season is going to win that series anyway.
But this is like,
you need to win every series going forward, even if it's Washington. And I know Holtby shuts them down every single time.
Right.
But I think they're better this year than Washington.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Last night, game seven, I think there are a lot of people that were like, all right, I expect the Bruins to win this series. Maybe it goes six or seven games. There are a lot of people who might have said that, but you expected them to win. And everybody's like, well, if they get to Tampa, that's going to be a tough game. Now Tampa's out. Now you are basically the best team left.
Yeah, you are.
In people's opinion.
Well, as far as records are concerned, you've got the best record left in the playoffs.
More pressure for obviously every round you get more and more pressure, but I think there's a lot of pressure on this team because they're going to hear those things. Right?
No, it's true because I think in the first round everybody was looking at Tampa. They're like, all right, well, you guys are going to win the whole thing this year. Like you have to win.
They were the Golden State of the NHL.
Now they're out, so now you reset and now you're down to eight teams left in the playoffs. Who's the best team? It's the Bruins. So now if they lose, it's a letdown and. You know, one of those ones where you look back and like, what could have been? Like, the thing opened up perfectly for the Bruins. This is the year they put it all together, and they should win the cup now. It's crazy to say, but that's where we're at.
I don't know if they win the cup, but they should at least make it to the
finals. Oh, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, obviously.
Right.
But don't you think they should at least, each round, though, I'm going to pick them now.
Don't you think if they don't make it to the Stanley Cup finals, then
it'd be disappointing, not a failure. It's that fine line that we always play with. I don't think it's a failure if they don't make it to the cup final.
If you get beat in the Eastern Conference Finals, that is not a failure.
No, I don't think it's a disappointment.
Yes,
because they haven't.
It's a big disappointment.
Yeah, but they haven't made the conference finals in 6 years.
I mean, Tampa Bay, that's an epic failure.
Oh my God,
Calgary, that's a failure.
Yes.
Nashville, that's a huge failure.
Yes. All right, so then it's a big disappointment.
Yes. Sure.
I know, I'm hedging a little bit, but that's what it would be. It would be a big
disappointment. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Right, same thing.
All right, let's get back to the calls. 617-779-7937. Joe's in Cranston. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, is it me or every time Zdeno Chara touches the puck, it ends up the other team gets the, his turnover rate has got to be 80%. I challenge you guys to watch a replay of last night's game.
All right.
And tell me how many times the puck did not end up in the other team's possession.
When challenge Chara accepted.
Puck on his stick.
I agree with you 100%, Joe. Every time he touches the puck, he's either turning it over or somebody's knocking him off the puck.
He had zero giveaways last night.
He had zero turnovers last night.
He had a turnover last night. That turnover
didn't get credited for anything.
It didn't get credit, but he tried to flip the puck out, and I forget, one of the guys caught it with his hands, one of the Toronto guys. This was in the third period.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to sit there and say Zdeno Chara is having a good postseason when you watch
him. Yes, I'm saying that.
No, every time he touches the puck.
You're kidding me, Dale.
Yeah.
How is he even getting ice time?
Well, what's the alternative, though,
that's
Joe?
That's the problem.
What's the alternative?
Columbus, when they're home and they get the matchups, I think they should put the best line even on Chara.
Yeah, but Joe, I'm
just watch a replay of last night.
So, what do you want? More of John Moore or more of Mac Grizzlick? Joe, hold on. Listen, I'm kind of with you, but what would you do in
response? I don't
think you
could do anything. I think he's just, you know, he's complaining about it like a lot of people.
But you're not going to take.
Yeah, no, I don't have an answer for it.
He's
been a stud for what, like 50 years now?
Pretty close, right around there.
It's been long.
Yeah, had a good run.
But I think his days have passed, man.
Joe, he's can you help me out here then?
The TB12 method ain't working for him.
No, it is absolutely helping for him. So, Joe, tell me exactly how he led both teams in plus minus in this series if he's as bad as you say he is.
Dale, like I said, if you watch the game last night...
Joe, I watch them all. I promise. I've watched every minute of every game.
He's actually paid to watch.
Yeah, they pay me to watch. Yeah. Joe, I understand. I understand your point, Joe. Just answer my question.
Dale, that's like the plus minus is like, it's kind of sometimes can be an overrated stat. If you get caught on the ice and you just happen to get caught on the ice and the team scores a goal, you get the plus.
Occasionally that will happen. He's playing against the best offensive players every shift.
Joe is saying, and I agree with Joe, watch him as a player and watch him in this series and you see him getting knocked off the puck. You see him turning the puck over. You see him struggling at times. Every now and then.
I don't see him struggle as much as you're making it sound.
Every now and then, yes, I'll give you credit.
Yeah, every now and then he'll struggle.
That long poke check because he's so long, you'll see him make some plays. But it's not, listen, to say Zdeno Chara is having a good postseason, I wouldn't say he is just because of his plus minus.
Yeah, but I think the good news is you have two defensemen who are better than him right now.
Yes.
Right? Carlo's better than him.
Right, McAvoy's
better than him.
But he's still one of your top
four
D pairing.
He is. But I also...
It's not like let's get Char out of there and get Stephen Kampfer
in.
No,
I don't...
But I also see, like, if he was making $10 million a year, I could see it being easier to complain about him.
He's making five.
$5 million. So Torrey Krug makes more money than Zdeno Chara. Think about that. Who's better?
I would say Krug.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No, he's not.
Defensively?
He knows what he's doing on the power play.
Maybe not defensively.
It's
but
not
he's
even
the
close.
Worst they have defensively.
Right, but
he's their worst defenseman defensively.
But he's your power play quarterback.
Guess how many power plays you had last night? None.
Well,
so how good was Krug?
But think about the series. How many power plays did you have?
They had a bunch. No, he's good at that. But I'm saying, but there's more than just that.
He's good at, okay, if you had to only pick between one of these two guys.
I'd rather have Chara than Krug.
No, I'd rather have Krug.
All right.
You know. Because Chara, he's not like he's dominant on the defensive end.
He is. No, he's not.
And Krug, at least on the offensive end, is a guy that is, he's your power play quarterback.
Yeah, I have a feeling, not to take everything away from Krug, I have a feeling if you put a guy on a power play, like a passing defenseman out there with Bergeron and Pastrnak and Krejci and those guys, I think you do okay.
I when you look at what he's been able to do as far as Krug on that power play, he's done a good job.
So now you're just hoping for a couple of minutes a night where he's going to have the biggest impact, whereas Chara's playing 24
right,
minutes.
If you look at the series, how did the Bruins win this series?
Was
it their 5-on-5 play or was it their special teams play?
Well, the first three wins they had was their power play. The last game was not. last game, they didn't get a power play.
Last game, that's one game, right?
Game seven. Right, it was a pretty significant game.
But it's not like they're playing football where they only get one playoff game. When you look at the series as a whole, they got seven games. Now, granted, last night they didn't get any power plays.
And the power play is very good, but apparently you can't just rely on it, because guess what? The other team may not commit a penalty that game, game seven.
But Keith, the point that I'm making is that the Bruins were able to win this series. A big part in them winning this series
was
their power play.
But Krug is also a liability defensively.
Yes.
He just is.
Wiggy, do you know how many...
Chara's a liability on the offensive end.
Do you know how... I don't care what he does on the offensive end, truthfully. It's not why I want him out there. Do you know how many players in the entire league in the playoffs this year have a better plus-minus than Zdeno Chara?
Zero.
One.
He's got a plus.
And his name is Wayne Gretzky.
Yes. His name is Alexander Radulov. But close enough.
All right, I was right in the ballpark.
You were right there.
Chara's got a plus minus of six. He had a plus minus of six throughout the postseason. Okay?
Right.
And so,
player's better.
But I told you, like, the plus.
I know, you don't care about it.
The plus minus is like the plus minus in basketball. I hear this. It's like, oh, come on now. If you happen to get caught on the ice, on a line change and you just score, but you had nothing to do with it, guess what? You get a plus. The same way you get a minus when you get caught on the ice.
Yeah, I understand, Wiggy. You're talking about the occasional anomaly statistically. I'm telling you that he is so much better defensively than you're giving him credit for.
Over the course of a series, it means more, too, than if you want to say
it doesn't mean,
game.
Look, he got caught out there.
I'm not saying he's an absolute road cone out there, but...
But you're saying close.
Maybe
you're
more like
saying, you're
maybe
saying.
More like a police barricade.
Scott's in Portland. Hey, Scott.
Dale.
Yes, sir.
I got a headache listening to you debate with a non-hockey guy. Whenever
me? Wiggy's a hockey guy.
Yeah, I don't
what
know.
What are you talking about? Wiggy's a hockey guy.
Have you not checked my track record?
Yeah, you don't follow him on Twitter?
I'm a big, huge Bear League player.
To be a hockey guy, you actually got to watch the game, Wiggy.
I do watch the game.
I love you, man. Chara is definitely not a liability when it comes to defense, and Krug is definitely a liability on defense. They definitely played unbelievable in Game 7 compared to Game 5. I guess maybe the second period there was some mental lapses there, but hopefully they keep the foot on the gas and they don't take Columbus lightly, because anything's possible, especially with a hot goaltender in the playoffs. And Dale, you know that better than anybody. What do you think for the prediction for the second round? And I'll hang up.
I like the Bruins in the second round. They're favored.
And
you know, they played them three times this year. And by the way, all of the meetings against Columbus this year were after the trade deadline.
So they had Duchesne, and they had DeZingle.
So they had the team you're going to see on the ice.
DeZingle.
Well, Adam McQuaid may not play.
I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah. But not because Torts hates him. He got a concussion.
Oh, that's yes.
Yeah, but he was talking about the speed of the game, and I think they might have six guys better.
Oh, no, you're not going to see him probably because my point is you played them three times, all from the middle of March on.
Right.
You won two out of the three. It was the same team you're going to play against tomorrow night.
Didn't they chase Bobrovsky out of the last game? I think
the 6-2 game.
I think he did. Start and then they yanked him? I believe, if I remember correctly. So we'll see.
Now I'll say this: Columbus is playing a lot better now.
Oh, yeah.
Than they were playing back in March.
They have to be if you swept the Golden State Warriors of hockey.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I don't like
they were the most impressive team in the first round, and there were some good teams.
Wiggy,
I mean,
they were
good.
So far ahead of everybody in the regular season.
Like Scott said, I don't watch much of Tampa Bay, but you know, when I happen to watch hockey and I know a little bit about it,
sure.
I'm going to put out some videos of me on the ice doing some defensive.
Oh yeah,
are
you going to do that today?
Well, not today.
Okay,
those are coming.
Maybe a little bit later on.
But you know, you can't take nothing away from this Columbus team. If you haven't seen them play and you're just basing it on what you've heard about Tampa Bay, and then you see Columbus sweep them, you got to be thinking like, geez, how the hell they pull that one off?
If you don't believe me, and that's fine, by the way, what the hell do I know? I've never played
nothing. I'm deferring to you on this one.
Bruce Cassidy said Zdeno Chara is still one of the best shutdown defensemen in the National Hockey League.
He's doing the politically correct thing about saying that about his defensemen.
Yeah, he's going to compliment his guy.
Yeah,
but
to say he's still one of the best, no. Chara, listen, he's had a tremendous career, but you can clearly tell that sometimes he's overmatched, and it's more you see him more on the side of being overmatched as far as like
it's a speed thing, right? And I think hopefully in this round it won't be.
I think you're wrong, but
I know you got love for Chara. I know.
I don't even hardly know the guy.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
my appreciation
as a player.
As a player.
Yes.
I mean, I can't help but admire what kind of player he is.
He wasn't a good player, but he just...
You're just saying he isn't anymore.
Well, yeah, I just don't see it. I don't see it no more. There's plenty of times. I see more times of him getting knocked off the puck or him, you know, making bad plays out there than I do see him making good plays.
Arthur's in New Hampshire. Hey, Arthur.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Two things. First of all, you got to stay away from the dispensary before you start watching these games. Char is playing pretty well.
Oh, he's suggesting you're under the influence of some sort. Yeah.
Listen, weed is from the earth here. It was put here for you and me, Arthur. So indulge in it.
Libertarian, Wiggy, it's fine. But Char, he's playing just like he always has. He's disruptive. His reach, his size. Wouldn't want anybody else back there right now. He's great. And second note, I'll just say real quick. Bruins in five. Not even going to be a close probability. So think about this. They just played their best. We're coming from two different ends of the story here. They just played their best hockey, doing what they did to Tampa. We're just getting ready to play our best. We just had to scratch that itch called Toronto. We did. We needed this seven-game series to wake us up. Five games, not even going to be close. Oof. We're going to be a 3-0.
You think Columbus peaked too soon is what it sounds
That's
like.
That's what it's sounds like. Lock that one and he's going five
go ahead, rack. Yeah, I don't know if I buy the peak too soon argument, what I do think is a valid point is it's going to be hard to crank it back up to Stanley Cup playoff intensity level right away for Columbus. They've been off for 9 days.
Yes.
You know,
But aren't they fresh, though, versus the Bruins
absolutely.
Who are coming off a very
physical
series?
They are well-rested, but, man, I'm telling you, I think in game one, the Bruins have an advantage.
Do you?
Yes.
You don't think the time off helps more than you just coming off a huge...
Oh, it helps. Sure. You know, guys who've been dinged up, you know, they're going to feel better. Absolutely,
so
Wiggy.
It seems like Columbus might be flying around, moving around. They got those fresh legs, and the Bruins are carrying some of them
dead legs.
Their legs
will be fresh, but all of a sudden, when they drop the puck in the first period tomorrow night, they're going to go, damn, I forgot how intense that Stanley Cup playoff action is.
Especially on the road, too. Don't you think that's a little bit of a factor?
Yeah,
if they were at home and they were like, it takes them a second to get ready, but then they're doing it in front of their home crowd.
But don't
crowd.
You think Columbus is coming in and they're going to go, we swept the best team in hockey?
Yeah, they got to be pretty damn confident.
No,
yeah.
I hope that's exactly what they're thinking.
Extremely confident. We just swept. The Bruins are a good team, but hey, if we play the way we can play, you know, they're probably saying in that dressing room.
In the dressing room.
Yeah, they're probably saying... You know what we can do if we play the way we want to play to this Boston Bruins team.
I would agree with you.
Which, by the way, wasn't as good as the Bruins was this year.
But it's we're talking about postseason.
I know. And the Bruins are favored in this series, too.
The regular season means absolutely nothing.
I'll buy
especially for Columbus. You know, one of their best players wasn't even on the team until the deadline.
It means not. They're looking at, hey, here's how we were able to get to the second round.
Right.
We swept the best team. The Bruins had a long-fought seven-game series against Toronto. We've had fresh legs. We're ready to go. We've been like dogs on a leash that want to eat.
Ooh. I like that.
Little dogs on a leash talk. Yeah. I like that.
And maybe some of those dogs are pit bulls and they're ready to go.
Oh, they are ready.
Yeah. We will ask Wiggy anything about 20 minutes from now, somewhere in that ballpark. But first...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A trend.
Yeah. Willard, long range three.
That's a bad shot. Care what anybody says. That's a bad shot. But, hey, he made it. That story won't be told that it was a bad shot. We live with that.
Paul George after last night's game. It
was a bad shot.
Oh, it's a terrible
was it?
Shot.
When it
yes.
was bottom of the net?
Oh, yeah.
Game winner? Walk off?
Step back?
Series over?
A step back three from 3 feet beyond half court?
Listen, the ranges are getting bigger and bigger
on
the league.
His coach is going, no.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's shot.
He trusts Dame Dalla. How many points did he have in the game?
What was it? 50!
50!
Wow.
There's no 50. Bad shot when you have 50 points in a game. Get over half court. Go ahead and let it fly.
That's that range right there.
So if he misses and they lose.
Why would they lose?
What?
Why would they lose?
Well, I'm just saying, if he misses, because he takes that
shot. If they miss, they go to overtime.
Right.
They're at home. I'm sure he would have scored 15 in overtime.
And they lose.
In overtime.
I understand. That's my point. If he misses the shot, they go to overtime, they lose the game.
Okay.
How do you love that 35-footer step back at the buzzer?
He was feeling it, obviously, all night long.
These guys can shoot. You lose it.
Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, there is no bad shot. You shoot from the moon.
You lose that game. I don't care, Steph Curry. You lose that game in overtime.
You would have a better argument.
They're going to say, why wouldn't you attack the rim, look for a better shot? Rather than a cash shot.
What are you talking about? It was cash shot.
Cash shot.
If they were down one or down two, both of you guys would have a better argument, but it was tied, and he couldn't miss a shot all night, so you don't have a good argument. That thing was going in. Lillard knew it. The whole city of Portland knew it.
So there's no bad shot. So he could have shot
that. Not for Lillard, there isn't. Not for all these other guys, there's plenty of bad shots.
He could have shot that thing from half court.
No, he got inside. Once you get inside that line, that's when his range begins.
Right, okay. Once he crosses half court.
Yeah, he was feeling it last night.
Because I have, I've seen guys shoot from,
this ain't the why, all
right? Right, I've seen Steph Curry shoot from long distance, but I got to admit.
That's a good shot for Steph,
I've never seen a step back three-pointer from 2 or 3 feet past the half-court line. So
also, you knew you were going to get a more open look than that. You get in there with the trees. Who knows what's going to go on there?
Okay. So
That's a good shot
there. The
closer
you get to the rim,
weren't ready for it.
The closer you get to the rims, in Keith's theory, the more defenders there are
around. There's more tall guys. Lillard's not that tall of a guy.
There's more bodies around.
He was lining it up. He was taking his time, letting the thing wind down. There was no chance for them to get the rebound and have a heave for a win.
He was money.
He dribbled the thing out, won the game. He's my favorite player in the league. I've been saying that for years now, Rossi. He can confirm
on
that.
I love Dame Dalla. I know you love him. It's still okay to say it was a dumb shot.
You'll never hear me say that. Those words will never come out of my mouth. He is so fun to watch, that guy. And I'm so glad that Sour Patch Kids, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George are out. Those guys were insufferable to hear post-game.
They weren't
as bad, though, yesterday, right? I didn't stay up for it, but Rossi said that those guys were kind of...
very butthurt throughout the series.
Oh, my God. They hate every media member. Westbrook needs to chill out a little bit.
Dame Dalla. No bad shots.
Russell Westbrook had his head down and just answered with like 2-3 words every time.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. The series is over. I get... Yeah.
He's a nitwit anyway.
He is a nitwit. And he can't get out of the first round.
That's sick.
This guy, he's putting triple double. You see his triple double? Oh my God, you see his triple double?
Season,
oh, triple double. 2 years
in a row. Double.
He shoots like 25% from the field, turns the ball over all the time. And they're like, triple double, triple double, triple double. Out in the first round. He's overrated. Russell Westbrook is overrated.
He may be overrated, but
he's the most overrated player in the
league. You think he is, huh?
I do. I think he's good. Like, you have to be good to be rated so high.
He's a top 10 player, right?
Maybe 10. Maybe. Okay. Would you rather have Kyrie Irving or Russell Westbrook?
I'd rather have Kyrie.
Me too.
Yes.
Would you rather have Damian Lillard or Russell Westbrook?
Dame Dalla.
Okay.
Dame Dalla's nice.
Right? Like, he's obviously... some of the things he's been able to do is impressive. I mean,
he hasn't been the same since KD left.
No, he isn't. And again, he's going to put up those crazy stats. He launches a million threes, and he shoots under 30% from there. He turns the ball over like crazy, but so do most guys who have the ball all the time. But I don't know. He's proven out you're
his
not going to win a whole
cast,
lot.
I know he has Paul George.
Paul George might be the MVP of the league. He's got a pretty good supporting cast.
But for some reason, he hasn't been able to do it since KD left.
No, I know. Because wouldn't you, if you're the second best player on the Thunder is better than the second best player on the Blazers, and yet the Blazers just beat him in five.
Yes. But they have Dame Dalla.
They do have Dame Dalla. That's the difference.
Damian shooting
from the moon, wherever he wants. Go ahead and put one up.
So what's this Milwaukee stuff about, the Celtics matchup? And Jason, you were telling me.
Yeah, so we were listening to some of the Milwaukee sports radio, one of my favorite go-tos.
This is why Rossi gets paid the big bucks. He's not afraid
to
listen to
Milwaukee sports radio.
We're going to be monitoring.
Do they have a bowling show that they run on the weekends?
That's their midday show. That's what we're up against
midday.
Right now.
A lot of Ryan Braun
bowling's
talk.
Big in Milwaukee.
Huge in Milwaukee.
Christian Yelich has
If you
been
never
on
saw
fire.
Laverne and Shirley, I think they've got 10 episodes from a bowling alley.
Lenny and Squiggy. So they should have had a spinoff.
So these guys are real butthurt about going against the Celtics in the way that people are talking about the Celtics. Here's an example.
Let's hear it.
The Celtics last year and the Celtics all year, they're supposed to be the team. They're supposed to be the 60-win team. We're not supposed to be here. Everybody hates us because they ain't us, Chuck. It's supposed to be.
They did steal that one.
They stole that from us.
Them. Mm-hmm. But it's us. And if they win, if Boston wins, they all win. All the pundits win. All the NBA fans that have watched maybe 9 total Giannis highlights and can't pronounce his name yet and think Harden should be the MVP because they never bother to watch the Bucks. Those people win if the Celtics win. It is us against the world, and I don't just want this for the Bucks. I want this for the city of Milwaukee.
Well, here's the deal. If the Bucks,
you know what? I like this guy.
Don't win this. You sound a little like Pharrell there.
He's like a Paul Heyman type.
Pharrell, when he was...
Bagalulu. Pharrell on the bench. Get benched, you coward.
He's talking about Pharrell there.
What is he talking about? The Bucks
against the world. And I don't just want this for the Bucks.
Who else?
I want this for the city of Milwaukee. Well,
he's out of his mind because the Bucks have been they've been the best team in the Eastern Conference all year long. I don't think anybody's thinking.
No.
I don't think anybody's picking the Celtics nationally.
No, the Bucks had the best record in the NBA.
Right. They have
not just Eastern Conference.
And Glenn will tell you they have the best player in the NBA.
I would tell you that too.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Is there? You see, can't pronounce that. That's an insult. To Milwaukee. That is an insult.
Antetokounmpo.
Learn his name. He's the best player in the league. Do you think he's the best player in the league?
I don't think he's the best player.
Who's
in the
better
league?
Than him?
I would take Durant over him.
Oh, you're
Giannis not, still
you're
can't shoot. Yeah. He still
okay,
can't
well, he still
shoot.
Scores 28
okay.
a night.
He's 6'11 with a wingspan that's probably like 9 feet long.
He can dunk the ball from where Lillard shot it last night. That's what's impressive about him. Without traveling.
Yes, the Euro step in his long. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a talented player, but did you see him shooting some threes? I mean,
it's not his thing. He shoots threes just as well as Westbrook does.
No, he's bad. Giannis is bad.
There's not many players better defensively than Giannis. Now, I usually don't go to the defensive argument, but he is elite on that end as well.
He's long. He's definitely a great block shot.
He's an insane matchup. Like, who do you put on him?
No, I'm not saying he's not a good player, but I would take Kevin Durant.
No, you like Durant better.
Durant is the same size and has an outside and can do damage.
I think he's the best, but like to that guy's point who's screaming about the city of Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
I haven't heard anybody disrespecting the Bucks.
Against the world, and I don't just want this for the Bucks.
Yeah, who else?
I want this for the city of Milwaukee.
Well, here's the deal.
The other guy won't even let him finish. He's like,
can I suggest
the other guy goes Glenn?
Maybe he's got a little straw man argument going there.
Because how many people are really going to pick the Celtics to win this series outside of like Boston? How many people nationally are going to pick the Celtics?
So there are a few. I don't think I will.
Besides, we're not talking Paul Pierce.
No, But who was it? Is it Stephen A. Smith that's like all in on the Celtics because of Kyrie Irving? There are a few national guys.
There's a couple, not many.
That love Kyrie and the fact that Gordon Hayward is looking good again. Right. So I think like both series, it's going to be close to 50-50 on who picks them. I think I think more people. Yeah,
I think nationally it's going to be more like 75-25.
I think the way the Celtics looked in the first round, people are going to talk themselves into their
but
rosters.
Milwaukee
better.
Looked good in the first round too, and then like I said, Glenn, I argued with Glenn all series long because he's talking about the way the Celtics, you know, won their series in the first round. They didn't win it in like a overwhelming fashion. And then he's like, look at Milwaukee. Milwaukee's the team.
Listen, they are. They're great.
They are a good team.
I think Milwaukee's going to win.
Celtics win this series.
But what if it was 1 minute left, tie game?
Yes.
So you think Kyrie is probably the best player on the court in that situation to score?
1 minute left, Kyrie. Yeah. I'd rather have Kyrie than Giannis.
Yeah, I think so. For 1 minute left. Yeah. Now, the first 47, I'd rather have Giannis.
Well, yeah, I mean, Giannis.
But that last minute, if it's close.
If it's a close game. And, the key is Giannis is going to get his.
Yes, he is.
You got to slow down Middleton and Bledsoe.
Right.
And they've been in Bledsoe's head, right?
They did. Scary Terry's back.
Right. Scary Terry's back.
Is he going to rock the Drew Bledsoe jersey game one?
I think so. I think he should.
Keep that thing going.
Get in his head. And if you're able to do that.
But they got other guys now. They're much better suited this year than they were last year.
Miritich,
Ilyasova.
Right. I think what.
They got four guys who averaged 15 or more points this year.
Yeah. Like George Hill. Like that's a big upgrade over Jason Terry last year.
The key with the.
Jabari Parker.
What makes Giannis, you know, he's obviously a good player.
He's a great player.
Lopez.
Oh, Lopez, yeah.
His ability to shoot three-pointers you're going to get Aaron Baines or you're going to get that big guy out of the paint, which opens up that paint.
Yeah, that's a big difference from last year. Thon Maker just was no use last year.
But I
Lopez is a big addition.
I think the Celtics win this series because,
I hope you're right.
I would defend Giannis with Marcus Morris.
Oh, really?
He's big enough.
How many points do you want him to score?
No. He's big enough, right? He's big enough that he can still, like, Giannis can't body him down low like that, right?
Yeah, I think it's...
He's going to have to put somebody on
Giannis.
I think
it's going to be a lot of Horford.
No!
I think it's going to be... Yes! A lot of Horford. You know who you might see? The Greek freak Kryptonite? Semi Ojeleye.
Yeah, he's too put small, him on the, though.
He's strong.
Like Giannis,
strong as an ox.
Like you said, what makes him so great? His ability to
everything,
get to the rim.
Everything makes him great.
Except for shooting.
I'm getting annoyed that no matter where you go, you'll see somebody predict the Celtics. As we said earlier, Bucks could sweep the Celtics, and yet the Celtics would still be the favorites in the Eastern Conference Finals somehow. The Celtics are the team that a lot of people are going to take.
They're not favored in this series.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Close enough. That was closer that time.
I think he nailed it.
No, he didn't nail it, but he's in the ballpark now, so we're there. And we're going to ask Wiggy anything coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it is that time of the day. We get to ask Wiggy anything. So I'll start. What the hell?
Like
the
bed. Jump in there, Dale.
Yeah, sure.
I like the bed, Rossi.
Yep. Rossi knows what he's doing. He spins the hits.
Wiggy asks the questioner, who's your favorite porn star?
Oh boy.
This would be the music that would be playing in the background.
It's a toss-up between Cherokee the Ass and Pinky. But I'm going to go with Cherokee the Ass.
That's not her stage name, by the way. That's her God-given name.
I'll be honest, I was not prepared for
that. I mean, come
on,
don't all guys know at least, one porn star that they really like,
Kiara Mia is a favorite of Jimmy Garoppolo's.
Oh,
you know that to be true.
Yes.
She was 2015 MILF finalist.
Yeah, I did watch, I saw her on the date, I watched some of her stuff.
Yeah, what do you think?
Not bad.
No?
Not bad.
But, some of her stuff.
What about Jada Fire? We're getting told to ask you.
Not bad. Not bad. The braces kind of throw me off at times.
Oh.
The braces? Excuse me? Wait, what did I just ask?
The braces?
Yeah, she has braces.
Like leg braces?
No, on her teeth.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
Yes, but my...
like a crutch.
But yes, I prefer the chocolate and thick.
I understand. Yeah. Okay.
Porn stuff.
Thank you. All right, this is a good question because as we know, Wiggy, you are a good Twitter follow at jwiggs85.
You can find me on Twitter. I try to be.
I know. You always get the videos and everything else. Who is your favorite Twitter follow? The people that you follow and see on the old Twitter, do you enjoy the most?
I follow a lot of like...
Lame names James?
I do. He's not really big on Twitter.
No.
I follow Rappaport, but he gets too political.
Ian Rappaport?
No, Michael Rappaport.
Oh, good. All right. I'm like, if Ian Rappaport's your favorite Twitter follow,
I
don't know
follow
what to
a lot
do.
Of like sports stuff, high school sports stuff. Yeah. T.I.'s pretty good. Kevin Gates I do like on Twitter.
Kevin Gates?
My favorite, sorry.
Yep, here we go.
Plies.
Plies?
Yes, the rapper.
I don't know.
You got to follow
I'm
him.
A bit unfamiliar.
Plies is very good.
Okay, good on
Puts
Twitter.
Up a lot of good videos.
Okay.
All right, because you have, on many occasions during these appearances, wished death upon me.
I didn't wish death upon you. I was asked the question.
That's true.
Who
that's
would
fair.
Die first, Dale or Glenn?
And you, without hesitation, said,
I said Dale
would go first.
I'm in much better shape
but
than
we
him.
But we don't, but it's not more. Listen, people don't die just because they're out of shape.
That's true.
It's more, and it could be, who knows, 30, 40. Maybe you all live me. It could be 30, 40
you
years.
You never know.
All I'm saying is that you got the Dalian in you. And
I
that
gotcha.
Could eat
you think
away.
That's
going
right,
to so the question I turn around for you is, if you were on death row.
Yes.
And I'm not wishing this upon you, by
the
way.
The record label?
But if you were on death row, what would your last meal be?
Oh, chicken palm all day long, baby. Suge Knight, chicken palm. A chicken palm.
Yeah, chicken palm.
I would say over ziti with a nice spucky. So because I love to, I love to dip.
Yeah.
My bread.
That sounds very unhealthy.
No, I think
I'm on death row.
What is he fighting for at that point?
Yeah, what do I need to be in health shape for? I'm ready to die.
Where are you getting it from, though? That's most important.
Ooh,
we all know the key of a good chicken parm,
don't
we? Yeah,
we got to find a good chicken parm spot. There's a couple of them. Meridian Market in East Boston's got a good one. Okay. Reno's in East. It would be from somewhere in Eastie.
My question is, who would your co-host be on Wiggy at Night? So let's say you became the new night host here.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be on Wiggy at Night. Now, who would my co-host be at Wiggy in the morning?
That was not the question we
asked. No. I'm not going to be on at night.
We ask Wiggy anything.
Well, all right, so okay. you wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do night times.
All right.
Night times is for like...
In the morning, I have an idea who it would be. You already made the t-shirts.
Yeah.
It'd be you and Callahan.
And we got a new name for it. I told you the monkey would be there.
Oh, he would be?
Yes, because you need somebody.
Yeah,
we
you
are
a character.
The 2019 version of Archie Bunker and George Jefferson. That's who we are.
Yeah, it's a good show.
George.
I understand who's who in this scenario. Thank
so here's, sure? here's the question that's going to make you most uncomfortable out of all the things we ask.
Dale, put his ass in the
jail. No. This is the one. Oh, no, this is the one.
Uh-huh.
What are your predictions for Avengers Endgame?
Ooh, boy.
I told you. You don't want to say.
I will say... That doesn't make me uncomfortable one bit. I've been following the Avengers. I'm praying and hoping that I get to see World War Hulk.
Okay.
They better have some Hulk in this
one. You want to see a lot of Hulk.
I
did not see Hulk at all in Infinity War.
No, and I was very, very disappointed.
You saw him a little bit, yeah.
No, you
at
saw
the beginning,
him
you
at
did.
The beginning.
Yeah,
that's
he got his ass whooped.
Right.
And then he was scared.
But we know that I'm a Hulk comic book fan. Yeah. I want World War Hulk.
Hulk your favorite Avenger?
Yes.
Okay.
He's my favorite Avenger.
All right. Ooh, good to know.
By far. All right. I like the Black Panther, but World War Hulk. So I want to see that.
I hope you're
Dale,
right.
Dale, you can't get me. Oof.
Woo!
I got to thank Rossi for my passes to
Rossi
go see the Avengers Endgame, and I'm
going
to go.
When are you
weekend.
Going?
This weekend.
Okay.
Might be giving some of those away before the week's out.
Ooh, look at us. Deal. Pretty good.
Good
pretty
job. Good. Forget about Bruins tickets.
Yeah. Wiggy, would you rather the NFL allow weed or Major League Baseball allow steroids?
Hashtag weed in the league, man. Weed in the league. Like I said, weed is from the earth. It was put here
for us.
For you and I.
For us, yeah.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. Not wrong with a little. And it helps with, helps with glaucoma, helps with, body aches.
Oh, it's good. People,
should be
I agree with you. They,
yeah, really.
Sugar.
Let it fly.
Probably not a lot of players in the league suffering from glaucoma, but if they did,
you never know.
You
never know. If that's a thing, it's
too safe.
That's what you have to do. That's fine.
It's good for arthritis, too, so. There's a lot of players in the league who suffer from arthritis.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
They're
so having seen your audition video, seems appropriate to ask, when are you going to be on a Red Sox broadcast?
We're working on that. I've sent my audition tape to Joey along with all the positive tweets
Could you maybe redo it with less of your family fighting in the background?
No.
I think that shows off just how focused he is.
Yeah,
that's
showing off how I don't get flustered at all.
Right.
Right? So there could be people yelling and screaming at me, but I stay on task.
I mean, we have 30 people doing the games this year anyway. I don't see why we can't be one of them.
And I don't see any black people in the booth.
That's a good
point. Dale, if you haven't known, I'd like to see my fellow brothers and sisters, climb up the, unlike Reamer, who's trying to hold us down.
Oh, I know. What a terrible thing.
I'm trying to see them, I wouldn't mind seeing a brother in the booth. And if that brother happens to be me.
That would be even better.
Hashtag brother in the booth.
Or Jim Rice.
Jim Rice.
Works at Nestle. Sure. Throw him in the booth.
I don't see why not. This is another question that came in from the Twitter. Socks, shoes. Or sock shoe. What does this mean?
It means what order do you put them on? Do you put both socks on and then your shoes?
Oh, thank you, Dale.
And then a shoe, and then the other sock, and then the other shoe.
Oh. Well,
I go sock, shoe.
Yes. So do I.
I think most people would. I think you're a psychopath if you don't.
Unless you're going.
If you're walking around with a sock and a shoe on one and then barefoot on the other, even if it's only for a second, that's a crazy thing to do.
Yeah, well, you know what? There are a lot of people. Easy access when you're barefoot.
A texter points out, by the way, Wiggy, that cocaine is also from the earth.
I don't think so. Yeah, that means unless it's
a coca plant.
Well, yeah, but unless
it's put here for us.
But and that's pure cut, Dale. No one's really doing pure cut unless you got to connect over in Colombia like Mark James. We're talking about once it gets here.
Every morning.
It's usually some some type of chemical mixed in it.
Well, thanks for coming in, Wig.
Good to see you.
Wigsy, that's it. Time flies.
I can't go.
That's it.
In the TV world, we call this a hard out.
Yeah, we got it. We got
to get going.
Well,
I still got 5 minutes. It's 12:55.
Well, that's when we're supposed to hit the break here.
1 o'clock.
It's a problem. Those folks, well, you can sit here all you want.
You can sit here for one. That's fine.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Why is that? Why there's a security guard hovering around the door?
It has nothing to do with anything. I mean, maybe.
It's got something to do with something.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.